Hi everyone, welcome to the fourth episode of The Players Lounge, the tennis podcast that focuses on the mental aspect of the game and the career of professional tennis player. My name is Jennifer Meegan. I am a former professional tennis player and I had the chance to work with tennis players as a coach. As I mentioned in a previous episode, we are living an unprecedented crisis that makes us uncertain about our future as a society, but it also brings uncertainty about the future of our sport. I mean, tennis will come back. We just don't know when and we don't know how. In the second episode of The Players Lounge, I talked about how we could use this crisis to work and improve our mental skills. But today, I want to talk about something that I think is crucial when it comes to tennis players and their careers. And the topic is tennis parents. Almost 90% of the time when we talk about tennis parents, it's to talk about the negative, abusive, and crazy stories that are going on the court. However, it's easy to put like categories of parents like, okay, the normal ones and the crazy one or irrational ones. But I really believe that it's more complex to that. And because when you think about it at the end of the day, I mean, parents want the best for their children. However, it's not because you want the best for your child that you're actually doing the best. And so in this episode, it's really for, how can I say? Yeah, it's really to give some tips and to really dig more into the topic and not just say, okay, some parents are crazy and some parents are normal. And I think as a parent, if sometimes you are feeling frustrated while you're watching your kid playing, or if you have the feeling that he or she didn't try his or her best, or if sometimes you have the tendency to compare your kid with other players, this definitely is for you. We will divide this episode in three parts. Number one, can you be a tennis parent? Number two, how to teach accountability and responsibility to your child? And number three, how not to compare him or her with other players. All right, let's get started. Can you be a tennis parent? I know this question might sound a bit provocative, but it's really important to evaluate yourself. When you get involved in the tennis world, and I mean, this is for the parents who had this conversation with their kid, and if the plan is to really to go pro. I mean, if you are more raising a child who just want to play from time to time, this might not totally concern you, but I think it's always good to get some knowledge how to support your child in the best way in this environment. So if you are getting involved, if you are seriously getting involved in the tennis world, you need to understand one thing. It's a lot of sacrifices. And what I mean by sacrifices is in terms of time, you will have to drive your children to practice, but also to tournaments. And what I mean like to tournaments, it means that basically you have to understand that you will no longer have weekends and vacation, and your vacations will be designed around the competition. So if you are the type of person who really are loving having the barbecues on the weekends and to just chill and take off for like a month in the summer, you might run into a conflict, because you have to understand that most of the tennis game revolves around traveling, waiting, and actually playing is the fun part, but there is a lot of time that it needs to be injected in order to raise a successful tennis player. The other part is money. I mean, we all know tennis is a very expensive sport. You have to be serious about how you're going to fund your kid's career. And that starts at a very early age. If you have the chance to travel abroad to play some of the international events, you will soon realize that it costs a lot of money. So it's also like, okay, can I invest, and how much is going to cost? And you have to also think about that when you start to jump into this world. Now, you also need to understand something, and I'm saying that maybe it's going to be harsh, but it's really important that you understand this. It's not about you. When I say it's not about you, what I'm trying to say is that, yes, you are putting your time. Yes, you are investing your money. But at the end of the day, your child is the main character. Because I see a lot of times, and I've really seen that over and over, parents saying, but we are putting so much time, we are taking you to tournaments, we are doing this, we are doing everything for you, and it's almost like you are not giving us our money back. Okay, I understand that, and I can understand the frustration, but at the same time, everyone has a role to play. And your role is to support. And it's not to blame your child because you feel that the time that you invested is not, that you're not getting your return of investment. Okay, your child is not a ROI, in the sense that it might be frustrating. And you might feel that your child is not, is not giving what you expect him or her to do. But there is tools to understand if your child is actually giving 100%. And this I will discuss in the next part. But to stick into this, this question of, can you be a tennis parent? I really think that it's important that as you are evolving, you are constantly asking yourself, how am I handling this? How am I handling this this tennis world? And a question that is very easy to ask yourself is, can you watch your kid? When you're watching, are you calm? Are you sending good energy? Are you being positive, or are you getting frustrated, or are you talking to your kid when he or she's playing? And you need to understand that. I remember like working with a player, and a dad told me right away, he said, Jennifer, I cannot watch her because I get too nervous. And I sometimes even get into arguments with the other parents. So we decided that I will not come. And I think that, honestly, it was such a good thing to do. I was very impressed with that person because he understood that he was not helping his daughter. And he decided that, okay, I'm going to here to support you in another way. When you're done playing, I will be there to love you no matter what and to just be your dad. And of course, I want to see you play. Of course, I would love to be there. But I understand that it's better that I make this sacrifice, because at the end of the day, it's not about me. It's about you, the player. So I think this is something that a question that you can ask yourself. And another one is, what type of person are you becoming? Like I said, are you bringing anxiety or not to the table? If you see that the more you are watching and the more frustrated you get, or the more ego is involved, maybe it's a time to change something. And that's what we will actually learn in the next part. Because I was reading on the tennis forum recently, parents saying, okay, I understand this, but how do I know, how do I react when I'm sure that my kid is not giving 100%, when I really feel like he or she didn't try his or her hardest? Well, then it comes to the question of, do you feel that? Do you actually know? Or is it maybe that your expectations are not matching the reality? Because I understand that parents sometimes have really high expectations, but they are not really matching the reality. And it's very hard when someone that you love is doing something. Of course, you tend to see the best and not always see the rest. So in that next part, I will explain how to teach responsibility and accountability. What do I mean by that? I will start with a story. So there is this kid who used to really throw tantrums, always getting angry, throwing rackets, and really having a bad behavior on the court. And once he was playing with his dad, and they were fighting, and he was playing bad, and he was behaving bad. And his dad told him, look, if you continue like this, I will literally leave. And the kid didn't listen, of course, and continued to do that. And what his dad did is that he put some money on the bench and said, you know what, you're on your own. I'm leaving. Find a way to go home. 20 minutes pass, and the kid is like, ah, of course he's not gonna do that. And then went to the parking lot and realized that his dad was gone, and that he had 1 hour to go with the tram and the bus to go home. And by the way, this kid was Roger Federer. And he said that the story really marked him. And it kind of taught him to say, okay, I have to be accountable for my actions. I cannot just continue to be a brat on the court. I need also to put my stuff together and to really learn how to behave better. And I think this is very important, accountability, because you are the biggest influence on your child, whether you like it or not. And the question is, what are the values that you are teaching him or her? Because when I hear people saying, oh, but I think that he or she is not trying the hardest, the question is, but, and it's not to put the blame on the parents, I think that it's we all trying our best, but we also need to be accountable and to understand our shortcomings. And once we understand our shortcomings, we can actually do better. So it's like, what are the values that you are teaching your children? Are these values of hard work and accountability? Really, it's like, if as you as a person, are you preaching and not doing? Or are you doing what you are preaching? And it's interesting to see how some very successful parents are talking about the topic. Recently, I think it was at the last US Open, there was an interview of Coco Gauff's parents, which, I mean, I hope that she would have an amazing career. She's already doing really well. And it's very interesting to listen to her parents, because when you watch interviews, there is something that is very striking, is that they are very poised. They have this kind of inner peace, and they just know where they're going. And at the last US Open, right before she played Naomi Osaka, they were interviewing the parents of Coco Gauff, and the mom, Candy Gauff, said, "The number one thing is to fight. Always fight. Run after the balls. Do your best under any given circumstances. Sorry. And when you watch Coco Gauff, I mean, that's exactly that. It was very striking that she really is that. She's always fighting and always trying to come back and to fight no matter what. And I believe that this is something that can be taught. When you look at a parent, the mom was a track and field player, I mean, track and field runner, and the dad was playing basketball, both of them college athletes in Division I. And I mean, when you are an athlete, especially when you play college, I mean, I think there is a mentality that comes with it. You, first of all, you are disciplined because you have to handle school and training. And the training, for those who know about college sport, is no joke. I mean, you train at 6 a.m. in the morning. You train like a professional athlete, basically. I played professional sports, but I also played college tennis. And this is no joke. We had practice at 6:30 in the morning. And this is really like hardcore. Like you train harder than some of the pros. So when you have this type of mentality of being competitive and to always thrive for excellence, it's something that you're going to share with your kid. But of course, you don't need to be a professional athlete or a former Division I college player in order to teach that to your kid. And my thing is that, as a tennis parent, are you a source of inspiration or not? How are you handling yourself daily? How do you deal with the pressure in your personal life, at work? Are you the embodiment of thriving for excellence or not? Are you trying to always push yourself to be successful or to be the best you can be? These are really good values, because kids are always watching. And if you are the type of parent that say, this is what you need to do, but then at the same time, you as a person, you are not doing it, you're not accountable for your actions, don't expect your kid to be magical and to just do that. It's not, I think kids are not really always learning by what you say, but they are really learning by watching. So if you are consistently applying the behaviors that you want to see in your child, it will actually transcend on the tennis court. And you will not have to wonder whether he or she is doing the best on the court, because that will be actually a nature, or is nature. That's what they will be doing, because this is only the thing they know. My parents were very hardworking people, and they're still alive. They are hardworking people. When they were working, I was watching that. So in my mind, there was no way that I was just going to come and do half of what I could do. Doesn't mean that I was always super performant, but there's one thing for sure, is that I always tried my hardest and I was always giving my best, no matter what. It's really this mentality of always pushing yourself that you want to instill in your child, and to make them responsible. And how do you make your kid responsible is by, because sometimes I see this, people are saying that, oh, but you see, he's not thinking by himself, or he seems that he's a bit entitled. Yes, but are you doing that? This is something very simple. For instance, are you packing your child's tennis bag? Are you doing everything for them? Because you think that, oh, but this will save me some time after school, so we don't have time, so I'm going to do it. Well, it's not helping. You have to find a way so they can prepare their tennis bag before, maybe the night before, so at least they know what to do. I remember that when I was a child, my sister was bringing my tennis bag after school, and she was always telling me, okay, if you don't do your bag properly, I will do it, but I will put whatever I want. And it forced me to kind of, okay, if I don't want to have some ridiculous outfit at practice, I better like take care of all my own stuff. And it was really actually helpful. When I look back, it was really good because it taught me how to say, okay, I'm responsible for to prepare my gear. I mean, actually, I'm the one who's going to play, so I need to have everything set and everything ready. So that's something that I think is very important as a tennis parent, to do what you preach. And there is a way to do that in a fun way. It's a challenge that I want to give you, and that you can do with your kid, because now is really a good time to have those conversations, to really take the time to discuss what can be improved, because there's no tension. I understand sometimes after a match, there's a lot of tension, there's a lot of frustration and bad things can be said, but now it's a great time to have peaceful conversation with your kids. And one of the ways to do that is to really start a conversation by saying, okay, you know, I really enjoy watching you play. Now I know that sometimes I might be not having the best behavior on the court, and really ask your child, what is the behavior that you think might make you anxious, or that you would like me to change? And it takes a lot of courage to admit that we are doing something wrong. And I think that kids really appreciate that when parents are able to say, you know what, I'm sorry, or you were right, and not always trying to say, I'm the parents, I know everything. And so start this conversation and see and what they have to say. And based on that, you can create weekly challenges and say, okay, so for instance, this week I'm going to try to say something to give you positive reinforcement, maybe once a day, about something that you did. And then your child also can have a goal for the week. For instance, I will take care of my physical training by myself, or I will train at this time every day. And then you can, at the end of the week, you can see what you've done. And it's a good way to kind of say that, okay, you know what, I know tennis is hard, but I'm going to support you by also doing my part and by doing my work. This is something that I think is a great way to improve and to grow together as a team. Last part, comparison. Do not fall in the comparison trap by comparing your kid with other tennis players. I mean, this is something that happened because number one is what I call the parents hype club. And what I mean by that is that, okay, when you're going to start to travel, you're going to meet some parents, and And this is something that happens over and over. They are always comparing. So what did your kid do? And they start to talk about other players and what they're training with and what the rackets are and what happened and blah, 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 and blah, 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 and the gossip. Well, if you are joining that club and you are start to engage in the gossip, it's not good. It's not good because you're going to start to watch what they're doing and what the other kids are doing, and you're going to start to compare your child with them. You don't want to do that. Tennis is really an individual sport, and everyone's career is different. And in most of the time, they don't tell you everything. They lie or they exaggerate, because the goal for them, they think that, okay, this person is a competition for my kid, so I have to find a way to take them down. Don't play that game. Really, like, and I'm not saying that you should not talk to anyone. It's not that. What I'm saying is that, you know what, just be polite and stay in your lane. And if you must be friends with some tennis parents, I would recommend that you are looking for maybe players who are a bit older so you can get good advice, or even like from the, like if your kid is a girl, maybe become friends with parents of a boy so you don't have to deal with the, not at least not as much craziness as if you were dealing with the parents of your kid's competition. And also, because when you do that, you start to show your kid that it's okay to compare yourself with other people, to kind of be jealous and to have resentment towards other players. That's not what you want. What you can do instead is teach your kids how to learn from everyone, from every player. So when you're watching, another player, instead of saying, oh, you see how he or she's doing, you see, and because you are not doing this, well, you should actually start this routine of like, okay, what's this player's strength? And what can you learn from that? And in which situation he or she is doing better? In which situation he or she is doing not as good? And this is totally different, because then you are talking about strategy. You're not talking about a person. And it will be a very valuable skill, especially when your kid will start to play on tour and travel. And I've mentioned that in another episode, what you're 16 to 21, 22, when you're really in the trenches to make it, it's very important to be able to learn as fast as possible. So that's what you want to teach them. Learn from others, not to feel bad about others, and to always reinforce the fact that, okay, if this person is doing well in that one territory, how can you apply this to your game? Or is it relevant for your game? And this is like always about the positive reinforcement, not about comparison. All right. So this is a wrap. I hope you enjoyed this episode. We discussed a heavy topic. There is so much more to say, but I'm sure that I will do other episodes on parenting in tennis. But today we really focused on three main themes, which were, can you be a tennis parent? What does it mean? How to understand the sacrifice and to understand your role in the team? Then how to teach accountability and responsibility to your child as a tennis player. Then start not on the court but outside. What type of value are you teaching him or her, and how you can use that to really build strong character in your children's mind. And last but not least, how not to compare your kid with other players. It's not about comparing another kid and trying to say, oh, you should be like that, but it's more about like, okay, what can you learn from every player So you're always pushing an environment of learning and not some unhealthy and toxic competition. And at the end of the day, we all know that parents want the best for the kids. I mean, I don't really believe that there are tennis parents. I just think that there are parents who just don't have the tools. And my role, I hope, is to really help everyone involved in a tennis player career to do better. So tennis parents, we appreciate you and we know that you are doing your best. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a comment if you enjoyed it. And I guess I will talk to you next time. Bye.